It is not your awareness of consciousness or your consciousness, but awareness and consciousness itself that makes all of this and all of life possible. Your ego may think something different, but your ego is a construct. The beauty of becoming conscious of who and what you truly are while being in this unfolding experience of physical form is that this knowledge and awareness puts you deeply in it while simultaneously liberating you from it, which brings you peace and a higher form of experiencing your full beingness without limitations. Through understanding and acceptance, you can transcend it all together to rest in the direct experience of pure awareness that allows you to see and to know this nature to begin with. When you tap into this point of knowing and being, you experience the bliss of your nature just perceiving, a nature that is boundless, omnipresent, omnipotent, and one in all of existence. Nothing is separate from you, and you are separate from nothing else. This is the gift of yoga or union, that only dissatisfaction with the illusions and limitations of form that leads to suffering can bring. This is why the story described before is the story of all enlightened beings, to one extent or another. As you move forward with your week, remember the fact that the seer, or drashtu, is just the power of seeing. Know that, just simply due to awareness itself, you can liberate yourself from all forms and things that can only keep you bound if you over-identify with these limitations in your body or your mind, as opposed to sitting peacefully in it, in all of it, in all that you fully are, in truth. Please be sure to subscribe today to hear the full episode.